You're listening to an exclusive OS X El Capitan demonstration on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of OS X 10.11, otherwise called El Capitan. And in this demonstration, I want to show you the new feature that you can now do with VoiceOver in 10.11. And of course, that is to change the control option keys, or the VO keys, to caps lock, or caps lock and control option, or VO together. So basically, you'll now have three options: control option, caps lock and control option, or just caps lock. So to make those changes, if you wish, you can go into the VoiceOver utility, and of course, that's control option or VOF8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility window. Utility categories. Table. General. Selected has keyboard focus.
Now, I've already landed on general. Just a reminder for you, though, with the VoiceOver utility, remember that you can press Command 1 up to Command 0 to quickly change between the different categories in the VoiceOver utility. So if I press Command 2 now.
Verbosity. Verbosity.
Okay, I'm going to verbosity. Command 3.
Speech. Speech.
Speech, etc. So where we want to be, again, is back in general. So I'm going to press Command 1 again.
General. General.
And we need to go over to the control to change the keyboard option for voice over control keys.
Speak the following greeting after login. Welcome to OS X. VoiceOver is on. Contents selected. Greeting. Edit text. Display welcome dialog when VoiceOver starts. Unchecked checkbox. Keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier.
Okay, so the label heading keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier.
Control option or caps lock. Keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier. Pop-up button.
At the moment, mine is set to both caps lock and control option. So the way to get into those settings, of course, and the control is to press VO spacebar or control option spacebar.
Menu three items checkmark control option or caps lock control plus option or caps lock.
It just happens to be the bottom one in the list of three. So I'm going to do VO up arrow control option up arrow.
Caps lock caps lock.
Caps lock by itself. And up again.
Control option control plus option.
And just control and option, which is the way it used to be from OS X 10.4 to OS X 10.10. For the moment, let me just leave it at caps lock and control option. I'll just give you a quick demo of what's happening with that. So pressing escape.
Closing menu. Control option or caps lock. Keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier. Pop-up button.
So if I want to find out what application I'm currently sitting in, I can do two things. I can press VO or control option F1.
VoiceOver utility. Five running applications.
Okay, VoiceOver utility. Now I'm going to press caps F1 this time again, and it's going to go into the applications menu because it's as if I pressed VO or control option F1 again.
Application chooser menu.
Okay, I'm just going to press escape to come out of the applications menu.
Control option or caps lock. Keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier. Pop-up button.
And we're back to that control item for changing the modifier keys for VoiceOver. So it's quite nice to be able to choose control option or VO or the caps lock key as your VoiceOver modifier key. Of course, depending on where your hands are on the keyboard and what's the most comfortable key to actually reach at any particular time. So for example, I find doing the interact command a lot more natural with doing caps lock shift down arrow than trying to stretch a bit and doing shift control option down arrow. So that's just an example of where the caps lock key may come in a bit easier. So let me change it to the caps lock key, for example. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Menu three items checkmark, control option or caps lock, control plus option or caps lock.
Remember that was the bottom option, so I'm going to do VO up arrow, control option up arrow. And I know I can use caps lock by habit, keep pressing that control option key all the time. But anyway, let's go up arrow, VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
Caps lock, caps lock.
And I'm going to press enter on that one to select it.
Closing menu, caps lock, keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier, pop-up button.
Okay, so caps lock F1.
VoiceOver utility, five running applications.
And if I try and do control option F1, nothing happens, okay, as expected. So let's go back into that option again for the modifier keys. It's going to press the spacebar this time, which is the same thing as pressing control option or VO spacebar.
Menu three items checkmark, caps lock, caps lock.
And just a reminder, the top option.
Control option, control plus option.
Is the control and option keys, which was the default, as I said, from 10.4 to 10.10. So I'm going to put mine back on what I like, which is the caps lock and control option.
Control option or caps lock, control plus option or caps lock.
And press enter to select that.
Closing menu, control option or caps lock, keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier, pop-up button.
and we've changed it back to where I had it before. Now, I can't remember off the top of my head whether Caps Lock and Control option is going to be the default, but as soon as you get your update to 10.11, what you can do very quickly is try it out. Just do one of the voiceover commands, such as Caps Lock K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold F escape. Stopping keyboard help.
And then try Control Option or VOK.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voice.
Okay, and of course, if they both work, then you've got Caps Lock and Control Option running. Just pressing Escape.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
And keyboard help. As with other screen readers that can use the Caps Lock key as their modifier, to turn the Caps Lock key on, you simply press the Caps Lock key twice.
Caps Lock on.
And to turn it off again, you press it again twice on the Caps Lock key.
Caps Lock off.
And you're all back in business. Okay, I'm going to quickly nick back over to my desktop. This with Caps Lock Shift D.
Desktop Macintosh HD volume.
And of course, all the commands are going to be working with the Caps Lock key. Caps D.
Dock. iTunes. Open. 4 of 30.
Okay, the dock. Caps M.
Menu bar. Apple.
Okay, the main Apple menu bar. And of course, we did Caps M again.
Menu extras. Dropbox 3.8.9. Up to date. Status menu.
And Caps Shift D.
Desktop Macintosh HD volume.
Back to the desktop. It's just one of those new things in VoiceOver to make things a little bit easier as far as controlling VoiceOver is concerned. So just keep in mind you've got three options now, Caps Lock and Control Option together, Caps Lock key by itself, or the good old tried and favorite one, Control and Option together as it's been before this release of 10.11. So that completes this demonstration of having a bit of a play around with the modifier keys for VoiceOver. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.